Welcome to Magazine. The movement of labour within an expanded European Union is causing a great deal of controversy these days. Germany and Austria in particular are worried about a possible flood of cheap labour from the East. But there is one skill that Germany lacks, and for those who excel in it, Germany's doors are wide open. We'll hear all about Germany's standing invitation to computer specialists from around the world later on in the show. But first, the kids with stars in their eyes and a dream of taking center stage one day. Years after the fall of communism, Czechs are still hungry for what they missed out on. Retro bands and musicals abound, and at least as far as auditions go, the door is open to anyone who has the guts to try.
Chodí sem úplně všichni, samozřejmě, že převážná většina jich ze škol plus divadel nebo už mají zkušenost s muzikálem, ale...
All manner of people come in to give it a try, says Michaela Zolova of the Board Art Agency. Of course, most of them are from dance schools and some have performed in other musicals. But you get a lot of people who have no schooling and have just practiced in front of their bedroom mirror. There's always a chance we'll come across a dormant talent. So we really need to see everyone who applies, both for song and dance auditions.
Valná většina má smůlu, protože bohužel samozřejmě...
The vast majority of them do get turned down. Most are simply not good enough. Others are great, but not the type we want. But above all, there are so many of them. We audition some 600 people, occasionally over 1,000, and only accept 20 to 30 of them. The competition's pretty tough, but most of those kids just try it over and over again. And there's certainly plenty of opportunity for that nowadays.
Well, this audition was for Dirty Dancing, the latest musical in the pipeline, expected to open sometime in November. But if you'd like to go and see one now and would prefer to see a Czech musical, then I sincerely recommend Starci na chmelu, an approximate translation of which is The Hop Pickers, and it's undoubtedly the most famous Czech musical of all time, dating back to the 60s when students were sent on compulsory summer hop-picking sessions. Of course, it's not about hop-picking at all, but about love. Every year, high school and university graduates compete for the most lucrative posts in their field. Many get turned away over and over again on the grounds that they lack work experience in a frustrating catch-22 situation. Not so computer science graduates. And as for computer specialists, they are in a position to pick and choose. Now they have a standing invitation to apply for work in neighboring Germany. I asked Dr. Lawrence Barth, press officer at the German Embassy in Prague, to tell me more about the government's so-called Green Card project.
A demand for computer experts rose sharply over the last few years, I must say, in connection with the, mainly with the internet business explosion, if you can say so. And that's why last year German industry mainly and also German government found themselves in the situation of a lack of thousands of qualified people for the labor market. So that's why German government worked out a twofold strategy and enforced education of computer experts in Germany and the German universities, high schools, and so on. But to meet the short-term demand, the idea arose to try and get the best computer experts from all over the world. And that's the main idea of the so-called Green Card program.
Yes, what exactly does this Green Card entail? If one has it, what does that mean in practice for that person?
It is visum. visum including a working permit to stay and work in Germany.
How many years are we talking about here?
It is according to the length of the working contract with your company, but the maximum time is 5 years.
Right, so does that mean that if someone here were interested, they would have to contact a company in Germany and actually get commitment from them for a work permit, and only then can they turn to the German embassy and ask for a visa, apply for a visa? Is that right?
Well, once they apply for a visa, they have to know where they wish to go, to which company. Either they find themselves somehow a company where to work, or they can also address the German government or the labor administration offices in Germany and ask to help them find a company.
Right, so are these job vacancies open to singles only?
Visa imply also a permit for husbands and wives and children to join the computer experts to live in Germany.
Is the pay lucrative then? I suppose it's far more than they would get in this country.
Well, this is probably in many cases so, and probably the main reason for them to accept this possibility and go to Germany. We have as one of the conditions that either the applicant must prove a successful high school or university degree in information technology, or if this is not the case, he would instead have to prove that his future employer in Germany will pay him at least 100,000 German marks a year.
If there's someone out there now listening to us who might be interested, I expect that one criteria is that they have to be fluent in German, or at least be able to speak the language.
No, this is not a formal criterion. Of course, if he wishes to work in Germany and live in Germany, it will be helpful for him, and it is advisable to learn at least basic German words. But as far as he and his future company in Germany agree upon the conditions of work, and in this kind of business it often happens, as you know, that things are done mainly or exclusively in English, we will not make this a point to deny the visum.
Can you tell me how many Czechs have expressed an interest since that offer was made, and how many are actually working there?
It has been approximately 400 Czech citizens so far who have applied for a visa for working in Germany as computer experts and who have got one.
I believe that offer is open until August of 2003. Is that still valid?
The program was originally designed without such a time limit. But for a number of 10,000 of computer experts from all around the world, which has not been reached yet, as far as I know, the worldwide number of all participants in the program who have got a visum is approximately 7,000.
Well, in case you are that rare breed, an out-of-work computer specialist, you know what to do.